Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Well, welcome to New Life Live. This is Larry Sonnenberg. I'm sitting in for Steve today with Dr. Dave Stoop. Hi, Dave.
How you doing, Larry?
And Dr. Jill Hubbard. Hello, Jill.
Hi, Larry.
So today is the day our country celebrates the birth of a great man, Dr. Martin Luther King.
Mm-hmm.
And
wish he was around today.
Yes,
yeah,
me too.
The country could use a man like him.
Yep.
You know, one of his quotes that I always think about is that men should not be known by the color of their skin, but the content of their character. And Robin looked up some quotes for me from him, and there are some wonderful quotes. I wanted to read a couple, maybe read a couple later in the show too. But one is, we must accept finite disappointment, but never lose infinite hope.
Wow.
Oh, I like
that. Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that.
Mm.
Forgiveness is not an occasional act. It's a permanent attitude.
Wow.
You guys each wrote books on forgiveness.
Yep. So.
Yeah. Should have had
sometimes
that quote.
A daily renewal, yeah.
I have decided to stick with love. Hate is too great a burden to bear.
Mm.
Faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase.
Wow.
Wow.
Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others?
Huh.
Never succumb to the temptation of bitterness. And then one more, we'll do some more a little bit after this, is our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter.
Mm.
So, you know, he was a great man. He had an unfortunate early death, and as a lot of great men do. But just wanted to give mention to him as we started the program.
Yeah, that idea of what are you doing for others? So many people are stuck in the what about me, right?
Well, that's become our culture, even more so than it ever was.
Right.
Well, and I think the reason I like that quote about the content of our character is that that's in a lot of ways what we do at New Life. We help people find a transformed life, and that transformation is that whole road of, working on your righteousness, that whole road of changing your character by being who God wants you to be, by taking steps and doing things. And I love that quote about taking a step even though you don't see the whole staircase.
Right.
Yeah, it's got to be, you got to do the next right thing, we say a lot of times. And that's what he's saying too, is you do the next right thing and you'll then see what the next right thing after that is.
Yeah. So happy birthday, Martin Luther King. And we'll go to the phones in a minute. I just wanted to remind people about tv.newlife.com. Today, the quote of the day was from somebody who watched a segment we did with Steve and Francis Chan. And they were talking about the eternity of marriage. And this quote says, powerful insight indeed. I've been following Francis Chan, and recently I subscribed to New Life TV. I thank God Almighty for the wisdom that I've received through the faithfulness of these two men. Thank you, Steve, for what you said. Stop looking to the marriage and start looking to the Master. This is exactly what I needed to hear today. God is good.
Wow.
And as I think about marriage, I want to remind people that we have a marriage weekend coming up. And that is, where is that? It's coming up April 17th to 19th in San Jose, California. And there's still a super early bird discount available. And at the same time, we'll be doing the Healing is a Choice weekend. And those weekends are phenomenal. We see God move in ways. You know, you meet some people and you think, oh my goodness, I can't believe, what are we going to do? And they walk
that's
out.
That's Friday
yeah,
night,
that's
right?
Friday.
And Sunday, you barely recognize them because they're different people.
And we have a saying at Every Man's Battle, you know, it's only Friday.
Right.
It's only Friday.
So. But Sunday's coming.
Yeah. Sunday is coming.
Tony
so
Campolo.
Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep, and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration, in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month, and that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, tv.newlife.com. tv.newlife.com.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, welcome back. Okay, I see hand signals going here. It made me nervous. Lose It for Life is coming up. And it's coming up, let's see, on the 23rd.
Thank you. Of this month.
Man, yeah, it's just a few days away.
It is.
And so I can't speak highly enough about that. I want to read a testimony real quick before we go to our first caller.
Okay.
Based on previous testimonials I heard on New Life TV, or heard on New Life Live, I expected to come to this weekend and try to come to terms with whatever issues and unresolved emotions were keeping me from being able to keep the weight off. Without a doubt, I did make progress in those areas. What I did not expect was that I would undergo a complete life transformation. That through the guidance of my group leader and group, I could feel the Lord Jesus enter me in a way that he has never been present before. I feel relaxed and purified and drenched in the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. I feel like in 28 hours I've lost 25 pounds. It's the weight of guilt and shame and fear that's kept me from living my life to the fullest potential.
Wow.
Wow, that is great.
You've worked Lose It for Life.
I have.
Tell us what you think.
A conference that we've done, one of our longest,
yeah,
right?
It is.
Longest standing
yeah.
conferences. And I love it because I think people come in so burdened, right? And and you feel the heaviness regardless
literally.
Of their size. Yeah, sometimes
yeah.
it's literally.
Yeah.
But it isn't about size, but I think that they have felt so defeated in knowing how to get at this, and they keep looking for what's going to be the thing that's going to change, and we take it in such a different direction that I think it's surprising for most people, and it gets underneath the weight.
And it's the only time we do it all year. It's
yes.
January, so don't wait another year. Make a call today. Call us at 800-NEW-LIFE. That's 639-5433. Ask about the workshop. If money's an issue, ask them for a scholarship application. See if we can help you with some money to get you here. We want you to come. I think God wants you to come and resolve some things to live a life he wants you to lead.
And if you have some money, why not give it to our scholarship
Yay,
fund?
Go Dave.
Yeah.
You're my hero.
We're talking about scholarships. It works both ways.
It does.
Mm-hmm. And you can sponsor somebody, which is really, I think, an incredible way to do it. You can sponsor somebody at one of our weekends and...
Well, anonymously sponsor.
Anonymously.
You can't
yeah.
pick
right.
a person.
No,
yeah.
but you can give an amount that has
right.
one person go, and then...
That's right.
Do we give them any kind of feedback as to, in general?
In general, on the radio.
Yeah, on the radio,
yeah.
you hear some things.
And
yeah.
we send notes.
Let's talk to Jim, because he's got a question about Lose It for Life. Hi, Jim.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How can we help?
Well, let's see, about 5-6 years ago, I attended Healing is a Choice and participated in the weight loss segment of Healing is a Choice. I enjoyed it very much. I've been a New Life member ever since, but my weight has not changed. And so as I looked at, you know, do I do the special, the Lose It for Life in 10 days, or so. Do I am I really sort of shoveling sand against the tide? Like, it is this my the thorn in my side that I've asked God to remove and have to settle for? You know, it's His grace. Or, you know, the other question would be, am I, you know, trying something again that, you know, and expecting trying something very similar and expecting a different result? So.
Great question. That is a great question. And Jim, you know, everybody has different results from things that they try. But it's when you're battling something, you know, it's an ongoing process, right? And so to be able to jump in and get some tools and see something from a different way is part of that process in moving forward. Going to anything for a couple of days and doing nothing afterwards, you know, people eventually go back to their old habits, right? So it's important that you make some lifestyle changes. And usually for a lot of people, the weight, unfortunately, is the last thing to go. And so you have to look at, okay, where am I resistant to this? Because a lot of people with weight issues also have a hard time being told what to do, right? They kind of want to do it their way. And so there's kind of a modification of what they hear. And it's hard to do something halfway. You know, it's hard to just put your toe in the water and really call it swimming. So you really have to, you know, embrace a process and look at, okay, where are you resistant? Where do you start to become controlling? That gives you a clue of where you need to continue working. But, you know, the point is there's always hope. And, yes, you need to go back. We would love it if everybody, you know, dove in the first time and had great results. And we have those people. But they also continue the process after they leave.
You know, Jim, I've talked to people who work with recovery programs and detoxing programs as well, you know, and they say, well, this is their third time here. But they've told me that, you know, every time they come back, they're at a different level.
Right.
They've grown, see. So what you got from the Healing is a Choice focus on losing weight was a beginning, and it didn't touch the right nerve in terms of making a difference in your weight, apparently. But
it wasn't a one-time thing.
No, and it was a foundational thing now that you add to. And so I think you ought to look at the Lose It for Life weekend as an add to. You're going to add to what happened before. And this time, because of the entire focus of the speaking and everything else is different. My sense is you'll see
it's a little more intense, right? In terms of being more specifically about these issues.
Yeah. So I would really encourage you to sign up for it and to be here.
Okay. Well, I very much appreciate the input, and I will. I guess, you know, at some point I was thinking though about, you know, as they say, the Apostle Paul with his, you know, I've asked her to be removed a number of times, and if God's answer is, you know, my grace is sufficient, then at what point do I accept that?
Well, his grace is certainly sufficient, but I don't think that's your thorn in the flesh.
Yeah, what else needs to be removed prior to that?
Yeah.
You know, I'm so thankful for Dave and for Jill, and that's the reason this program is successful, because they gave you really good answers. My answer would have been just simple, yes, come.
Good again, right, Larry?
That's right.
Okay. What's your hesitation? Just be there.
But, you know, and Jim, and talk about your experience. And how you want, you know, when you are there this time
at
in the
workshop,
groups.
Yeah.
Yes, that I went and this is what worked and this is what didn't work for me. And how can I have a different experience this time? How can I really add to instead of just looking for, okay, is this the answer? And then, oh, you know,
put the burden on your group leader.
Jim, are you?
Yes.
Jim, have you signed up for tv.newlife.com yet?
Oh, yeah. I'm a subscriber.
Okay.
And as I say, New Life, and I appreciate that. I appreciate what I get out of New Life TV, and also what you guys send me every month.
So thank you for supporting us. We appreciate that very much.
You've probably got everything we have.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
Pick another one here, Dave.
Oh, okay. Well, let's have Anne from Brighton, Michigan. She's a Club New Life member. Hi, Anne.
I also signed up for New Life TV. I have a tablet, though, so I'm eager to call now. I know to call for TAP, so I'm excited about that. And I support New Life, and I learned so much by listening to your program.
Well, God bless you.
Thank you. Wow.
Two questions. What? My husband doesn't go to a doctor, but I've been told from counseling, and one was a New Life counselor, that he has a personality disorder, and the kind of selfishness, narcissism disorder, narcissism, personality disorder,
right.
And sexual addiction. And I want to know, I want my husband to get an exam so we know really what's going on. Well, I never have that. Well, I never have that complete answer.
Well, you don't really have a complete answer now, and mm-hmm. you have an impression that somebody has from your experience of him, you know. And what difference does a label make? It's what can I do about it is more important question, isn't it?
If I understand what it is, there are different things for different things, aren't there?
Well, but there,
right. But as I said, I think yesterday or on a previous show, that if indeed he is narcissistic, the last thing certainly he wants to hear is that he is narcissistic.
Yeah,
right. That's not the way you approach somebody with those kinds of traits or features,
especially from his wife.
Especially from his yeah. wife. But it sounds like if there is a sexual addiction problem, you know, that gives that there's more concrete evidence to that, and that, you know, sexual addiction also can mimic narcissistic personality.
Yeah.
And so I think the first line of business would be to address that issue.
You always start with the addiction, and mm-hmm. regardless of, because you don't know what the diagnosis really is until the addiction is out
right,
of the way.
Because it's addiction induced, whatever the symptoms are. I mean,
so you'll see obsessive compulsive issues, you'll see narcissistic issues, because they become obsessed with the addiction, and once the addiction is dealt with, who knows what's there? It may still be there. It may not. You don't know. But there's always the principle in getting well that you've got to get the addiction out of the way first. See? So how are you going to do that?
Yes. I've asked him as a last straw to go to Every Man's Battle. That was a year ago.
Oh.
He has not done it. Every time the date comes up, it's dismissed. I'm just wondering what to do now. It's been years of womanizing, years of lying, taking money from our account, leaving for time, coming back.
Oh,
we have
my.
Six children, and I'm wondering if Al-Anon would be the place I'd get guidance, or
Al-Anon
NAMI
is...
and AMI, but I just want to know if it's mental illness. I've been told by Insight 20 years ago that it was mental health issues bordering on mental illness, but not psychotic.
No.
And they wanted him to continue, and he said no. That was 20 years ago, the last time he's come with me.
Okay, I would get into Al-Anon, because that's where you'll get the support.
Or COSA, which is Codependence of Sex Addicts.
Yeah, that's a more specific one.
Okay. Right. There's probably
more so than NAMI. More so?
Yeah, I wouldn't start with NAMI. I'd start with COSA and Al-Anon, or Al-Anon, because that's where you get support, and make sure you find a group where they're winning. They're not just whining. Because,
that's right.
Yeah, so you have to visit a couple groups now.
And you have to go several times.
Oh, yeah, you've mm-hmm. got to go a number of times. Now, the other thing is, you don't just suggest Every Man's Battle. You register him for the next Every Man's Battle and say, you're going or else I'm leaving. Because it's like an intervention, you know. Mm-hmm. You either do this, you either go into treatment or you move out of the house. Or, you know, that's what they do with alcoholics. And usually they choose to go to treatment if the consequence is severe enough.
Right.
So he's used you for all these years to perpetuate his problems. So I would say I've signed you up. I've made the airline reservations, and everything is paid for, and you're to leave this Friday morning, and you're to be there for the whole weekend. If you don't do it, if you choose not to do it, then Monday morning I'm moving out, And
we'll get a
court order to get you to move out because I'm filing for divorce. You certainly have grounds for it. And if he knows that you suggest that you're not really serious in his mind. He can manipulate you to where, it's come and gone. I didn't go. So what?
And we have men at every man's battle that don't want to be there, that are there only because their wives insisted.
Then it's up to us to do something to get them hooked in.
And you have six kids. It sounds like you've probably been married for a while.
Oh, they're all grown now. The youngest is 24. And I was given advice by a pastor to ignore everything he does and concentrate on being the best wife and mother I could be. I took that advice. I didn't think it sounded sound, but I took it because it was the only advice I was given.
Well, the advice to be the best mom is certainly valid.
Is certainly valid. And you've also given him a chance to sign up for Every Man's Battle on his own. Mm-hmm. He's not done that. That's why now you need to step it up, because he doesn't believe you, right? Your words just don't mean anything. They have to be backed up by action.
Yes, I agree.
But you have to be ready for that action, too.
And you have to have the support around you to do that action.
And thank you for your call. We are going to come back right after the break and keep on taking some calls and talk about some things related to this call. Be back in a minute.
I've had a weight problem my entire life. I learned to use food as something to comfort myself. Subconsciously, I was hoping for a magic wand. I had tried various things. I tried 12-step programs. None of those approaches were quite like what I heard at Lose It for Life.
You can lose weight and keep it off for life, but it involves more than just the latest fad diet or exercise machine. If the underlying emotional, spiritual, and physiological issues aren't addressed, the weight returns. The Lose It for Life workshop deals with all of these aspects with its intensive, comprehensive, and interactive curriculum. The next Lose It for Life workshop is January 23rd through the 25th in Washington, D.C. To find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
My whole mentality completely shifted. I wasn't so concerned anymore about what I weighed. I was more concerned with making healthy choices.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. This is New Life Live, and this is Larry Sonnenberg. I'm here with Dr. Dave Stoop and Dr. Jill Hubbard. And before we go to another call, I just wanted to remind folks that Women in the Battle Workshop is coming up February 20th to 22nd. It's just a month away. And it's going to be here in Orange County. Dr. Sherry Keffer presents at that. And
right after Valentine's Day, that's when a lot of affairs and things like that are discovered.
Amazing.
Believe it or not. Yep.
Well, and it's
either that or Christmas Eve.
Right, yeah.
I just want to really encourage women who find themselves where their hearts are broken and they've sensed the betrayal and their husbands has these issues. Please come to this. It's harder to get the women to come to this than most anything else we do.
Well, because women feel so much shame that this has happened to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they've been made to feel like they're the crazy one, and so they hide out.
But I
wish
there
was
a
very desperate place for women.
Just don't know what to say to convince them to you know, please come. Mm-hmm. It will be
helpful. Don't be alone with this. Yeah. You know,
that's
don't be alone crying in your room. Come and be with other people and hear that, no, your situation is not unique, unfortunately,
and
that other people survive it. That's
and
the thing.
At the Women in Battle website, there is a community, and I'd mm-hmm. encourage women who are undecided or just kind of suffering through this alone, go to that community and log on, and you can connect with some other women. And we have some folks who monitor it and who are responding to it. It's a really safe place to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Every Man's Battle is February 6th to 8th. That's coming up in just a couple of weeks in San Jose. So, guys, get there. Women, sign your husbands up and get them there if they need it.
And Ann is going to get a copy of Book of Life Recovery.
Oh, yes. Yes.
The one we were just talking to.
Okay, Dave, where are we going now?
Well, we're going to go to John in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Listens on WORD.
Hey, John.
Hello. How are you?
Good. What can we do for you today?
Well, I'm just having a struggle, and I'm just looking for clarity as to, and I'm not sure how to phrase this, but just, is church more important than family? Or is family more important than church?
Who's giving you that? Who's raising that question for you, John?
Well, it comes, you know, from the pastor of the church saying that church is more important.
Find another
not
church.
God, not God, then family, then, you know, not God, then the spouse, then family, then church first, and then all will be given.
I think so
is church before God?
So church is more important than God, even with your pastors. Larry said, find another church.
Well, and it may, you know, maybe it's semantics with the pastor. I mean, I would think that God would be number one.
I understand what you're hearing, John, because when I was a lot younger and I was getting involved in leading a parachurch youth ministry, I was taught that I was married now to the ministry. My ministry was my priority. And it created all kinds of problems and chaos in my family. And it took another pastor friend to sit me down with the Bible and show me, no, your family is your God-given priority, not over God and my relationship with God, but over everything else that's on a human perspective. And then my ministry came after my family. Because if I don't have my family, I don't have any credibility as a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you're doing with your family, if it's with your church, if it's hurting your family, it's not godly.
Yeah, it's just the way I understood is obviously God is first. And then family, and then church.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right.
And if he doesn't agree with that, then you're getting some false teaching. And I'm being very direct with that.
Right.
I'm not hedging.
Sorry.
It's being said, in Matthew, where to seek first the kingdom of God, then all else will be.
Yeah,
given.
and the kingdom
other else
of
that's been given is food and clothing, as it said in there.
No, but the kingdom of God is my relationship with God. Mm-hmm. It's not my church.
Mm-hmm.
Church is not the kingdom of God. Because really, there's a lot of question as to what the kingdom of God is. You know, Jesus is very obtuse about it. You know, sometimes he talks about the kingdom is within you and the kingdom is coming. But the kingdom of God is when God rules my life. It's my relationship mm-hmm. with God. It's not my relationship with my church. My church comes after my family because that's my God-given responsibility as a follower of Jesus Christ, is that I mentor my family. That's what you get in the pastoral epistles in Timothy, and especially that, you know, you've got to have your family in order before you do ministry or church kind of things.
Sure.
Right, and church is important. It's up there, but it's not before these things.
It's number
and,
three.
You know, and maybe some pastors are saying, you know, okay, church, do not forsake the gathering together, right? That, you know, there's so many things that compete with church time, and that's an important thing, but you have to have your priorities in order first.
Exactly.
I feel like I want to pull a Steve Arterburn here and say, John, I've got a book that'll solve your problem.
What?
It's the Yellow Pages.
Oh,
just go look under church. and find somewhere else to
send him Steve's book, Toxic Faith.
There you go. Okay, we're going to do that. And you know, I believe in the church, but there's just some toxic thinking at different churches. And the church is the bride of Christ. We believe in it. We want you to be a part of a healthy church. But if it's not healthy, you don't have to stay there. So we're going to send you that book, Toxic Faith. Okay, after the break, we're going to take some more calls. If you can make a gift to New Life this month, we're going to send you Listening Insights from New Life TV. It's a CD, 5 parts about grief. It's a great thing. Make a gift. See you.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
It just became part of my being for so long that so much of the enjoyment in my life was centered on food, and I had to get away from that. I figured about the first day or so that there would be something there that would really help with the situation. I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was when I was out there in May, and couldn't be asking for better. I'm getting ready to order my third round of clothes. And I have been this low before or lower, and everything that I lost came back and brought friends with them.
You can lose weight and keep it off for life, but it involves more than just the latest fad diet or exercise machine. If the underlying emotional, spiritual, and physiological issues aren't addressed, the weight returns. The next Lose It for Life workshop is January 23rd through the 25th in Washington, D.C. To find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I see a different person now than I used to see.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back to New Life Live. Dr. Dave Stoop and Dr. Joe Hubbard are taking the tough calls here. Before we go to another one, just before the break, we were talking about helping us out with a gift. And I wanted to just pursue that a little bit and say it's still January and it's a good time to join Club New Life.
Mm-hmm. We're in that gift-giving mode after Christmas, so we love it when the gifts keep coming, right?
And some of our callers have been members and talk about how incredible it is. I mean, I guess two of our callers were members. Both of
our callers are the best.
And how much they appreciated all the stuff.
It's,
you know, there's a pastor in outside of Pittsburgh, Palmer Zerbe, that told me, he's an old family friend of my wife's, and he said, I got my PhD in counseling by listening to New Life Live. And he's a faithful listener every day. And
I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. But if you can make a regular gift once a month, it's an automatic gift-giving situation. You'll get some good benefits. You'll get a monthly CD. You'll get a Life Recovery Bible. You'll get some books and things. Every other month we send a resource. And better than that, you just will be the sustaining force for this ministry to keep doing what it's doing.
It's like the foundation of a house.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
So
that's what Club New Life is.
Please consider giving to Club New Life. Dave, pick a call there.
We're going to go to Andrea calling from Keller, Texas. Listens on KWRD. Hi, Andrea.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How can we help?
Thank you for taking my call today. I just wanted to talk about a situation that I've got, kind of ongoing situation with fear in my life. It upsets me a lot because fear equates a lack of faith in Jesus. And I have all the faith in the world in who Jesus is and what he did. But it's me that doesn't seem to be able to live in his strength you know, like I would like to. Mm-hmm. And as a result, when I'm kind of crippled with this fear, it really makes me vulnerable to comments and to just setting goals, picking goals, and, you know, figuring out what I want to do. I hate to approach, I mean, it's good to approach God with a fear, but the kind of fear that I have is not, you know, it's a lack of faith.
It's not that sense of awe.
Really, it's crippling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, part of it is being human.
Right. We all would love to approach God in the way you described. We would solve a lot of problems.
God designed our brain with an amygdala. It's like a little almond-shaped thing right mm-hmm. in the middle of our brain. Uh-huh. And it was designed to protect us. And back when life was more primitive, we were crossing the prairie and the Indians were trying to kill us, our amygdala was on the alert to protect us. And we don't
sense
have
danger.
We don't face those kind of dangers anymore. But our amygdala has been designed that way. So there's this proclivity towards fear, towards the negative, that's human. And part of the change in that comes, I think, as we get more and more of God's word in our lives. That's a key part of it, I think. Because fear is a natural response, but then when the more I have of God in me, God's word in me, the psalm says, I've hid God's word in my heart so mm-hmm. that I won't sin against him. And if you think of being fearful and not trusting God as being a form of sinfulness, to me, the way I overcome that is through meditating on God, getting more and more of God's word in my life. Mm-hmm. And
putting on that full armor of God
yeah.
as our protection, right?
That involves faith, and it involves, but mm-hmm. the core of it is the change that comes when the more I have God's word in my heart. But even when you do that, you'll still have times when you're afraid, just because.
Well, and we have a natural response to things, Andrea. So it may be that the first place you go to is a fearful place, okay? So you can't control that reaction. But what you can do is you can control then your next thoughts about mm-hmm. that reaction. And so, you know, and what you choose to do. Do you indulge the fear and head down that path?
Yes, I tend to think of worst-case scenarios. And
okay.
the thing is, like, even family members. I mean, I just this last Christmas, we visited our family in California, and, you know, a relative told my husband, gee, if you die first, your wife is going to be lost.
Oh.
And
wow.
You might surprise them, Andrea.
I hope so, and I don't want to, you know, God's, I mean, oftentimes you hear about people having to face their
worst-case
fears. It's like God tests us, and I certainly don't want to sit here and think about my husband dying. Isn't that awful?
No.
It's like,
but you also...
Why would you want to think that?
But you also, you know, God isn't cruel, you know? He's not just waiting to give you your worst-case scenario either.
Mm-hmm. No, James 1:2 says, you know, rejoice, count it all joyful when problems and trials come, because it will produce character, it'll produce hope, it'll produce faith. And so God's trials are always aimed at producing something good in strengthening our relationship with him, not in terms of scaring us or that. Here's what I want to suggest for you. I want you to get some 3x5 cards.
Okay.
And on one side of it, you write in red ink, stop, like a stop sign. And on the other side, I want you to come up with 8 or 10 passages of Scripture that reassure me so that I don't have to be afraid. And I want you to write those out. Okay? You follow with me so far?
Yes, I'm writing everything down.
Okay. Then you keep those cards with you all the time. They're always in your mm-hmm. purse. So when something happens that you think, oh, what's the worst possible scenario here, you know, or you're starting to think about your husband dying, which is not from the Lord, that's from the enemy, you get out those cards and you read stop, And then to turn the card over and repeat out loud, if you're by yourself or if you're with other people, read it silently. Read that passage of Scripture. Just replace the thought with God's Word. And then put the cards back in your purse and go about your business. And the next thought that comes like that, you pull those cards out, mm-hmm. you say, stop. It's a thought-stopping process. But it's got to be replaced, and you're replacing those thoughts with God's Word.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
It really does.
And I think...
You know, if I may comment, another thing that I kind of struggle with is when you talked about reading God's Word and meditating on God's Word, I know that that's what I need to do. I know that that's the answer, and yet I struggle within my heart to do it, and I get mad at myself for doing that, too, because it's like, why is it so hard to do what's right?
Part of being human.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Join the club.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to send you my...
I have a profound grasp of the obvious.
Right, yeah, yes. Okay, so let me just also add in another thought, Andrea, in addition to that, which I think that's a great idea. A lot of times we jump to our worst fear, and, you know, logically, that is one option. That is one thing that could happen. But we never stop to think, what are the other options of what could happen?
Yeah, it's not fair. We only think of the worst.
Right, we think of the worst. So there's the worst, there's the best, and then there's several in between. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes we have to stop and say, well, what are some other options? Because that helps to kind of level it out. The worst is only one possibility.
If you're going to be fair, see, what if is the language of fear. Mm-hmm. What if? That
what
worst
if,
thing.
What if?
Then you got to balance that with what if it doesn't happen and something really good happens. You got to balance
right.
your what ifs.
Balance but, the what ifs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're going to send you my book, The Rethink How You Think, because
yes,
it talks
be
about fear, moving from fear to confidence. And talks about how you do the meditation. It's not an overwhelming task. It's a very mm-hmm. simple way to do it. And I've done it in the doctor's office, waiting in the waiting room, and nobody knew I was doing it, but I was able to do it because it was quiet.
Andrea, I want to send you a month subscription to tv.newlife.com. While we were sitting here, I went online and looked, and there are several things on fear, surrendering the rock of fear, different types of fear of abandonment and rejection. There's conquering fear, and there's things about fear right here on tv.newlife.com. that you could go look at today, and it would be helpful to you.
And they're not designed to make you afraid.
Yeah, there you go.
Right, right. But they allow you to be human, too.
Yeah, so thank you for calling today, Andrea. Appreciate that very much. Before we go to another caller, we'll take a call after the break here. I wanted to just continue. It's Martin Luther King's birthday, and we were reading some quotes to start the program. I want to read just a few more here as we end this segment. He says, "The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy." "Change does not roll in on the wheels of inevitability, but comes through continuous struggle." You know, and he was speaking about that in terms of the civil rights movement, but it's true in our lives as well.
It's applicable today.
Yeah.
Yes. The biblical principles.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. He knew them.
Love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into a friend. Let no man pull you so low as to hate him. And if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. And that's just true in our lives.
It is so true.
Take that first step. Take a baby step.
Mm-hmm.
You can't see the staircase. At least get on the first step going up or going down. You're listening to New Life Live. We're here with Dr. Dave Stoop and Dr. Jill Hubbard. And we're going to come back right after this break and take another call.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed that if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number, and I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that
I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back to New Life Live. We're here in our final segment this hour, and we're going to go right to the phones. So Dave and Joe.
We're going to talk to Karen from San Francisco, who listens on KFAX.
Hello,
KFAX.
Karen.
Hello.
How can we help you today?
Well, I'm trying to round up my problem in a nutshell so that I don't take too much of your time, but several years ago, a relative called and said she and her husband and daughter were coming to stay with us for a week.
They told me,
and I said it wasn't a good time. My mother had a stroke, and so I hire caregivers for her around the clock, and then I take care of grandchildren, and she insisted on coming, and I asked if she would please call her other relatives that are in town, and she said she wasn't going to do that, that they were coming, and that they wouldn't even know that I wouldn't even know they were here in my home, and I just kept begging her to please call the other relatives, and I said, and you know, you might need to get a rental car, and she said they don't know how to do that, and what makes it difficult is that I am a Christian, and I'm
so trying, did they come?
I've always given in over all the years that I've been married to whatever anybody wanted to do, and in this situation with my life as it is right now, I can't do that, and I just have a lot on my plate, and
yeah.
And so now literally all the unchurched people in the family think, what's wrong with Karen, you know? What I don't know, and I feel badly, you know, because that's not where I wanted this to go.
Where did they stay when they came? Did they stay at your house?
They ended up staying here for a few nights and at the other relative's home the rest of the week.
Mm-hmm. So,
I was taxiing them around and...
Oh my gosh,
you know,
Karen, I mean, did you give a firm no?
Yes, or, absolutely, I did.
Because
I mean,
relatives being that intrusive and insistent and not even asking first.
So what's your question related to all this?
Well, I'm wondering if I should pursue trying to, you know, I don't know what to do. I know that I'm still in the same situation, though, with my mother. So things have not changed, and I don't want them to come here right now because I have a full plate and I cannot, get in touch with me, other relatives, you know, they're wondering what's wrong with Karen, you know?
Well. Are they, or are you worried that they're wondering?
Mm.
Because it's such a departure for you not to be completely accommodating that I think it makes you feel like a horrible person.
Well, she maybe came to you because all the others said no, he too.
Right, right. Or because that's the precedence that's been set. You have these very kind of demanding, domineering relatives that are used to you accommodating them. But I hear in your voice almost the panic that somehow you've blown your witness and that somehow you're at fault.
Have you ever heard of boundaries, Karen?
Well, I'm learning them.
Okay.
I'm learning them.
And, do you have the book?
She will.
I had another relative stay with us, and she, the first thing she said when she saw me was, "Wow, you put on a lot of weight." And I said, "Not really." And she goes, "Oh yeah, you have." And so I'm thinking, what is wrong with me? You know,
I think you have a toxic family.
What is wrong with your family?
What's wrong with your family? My word.
And I have to say that, you know, most of the people are not churched, and so they're looking at me like,
Don't bring that into the picture, because that's irrelevant. Yeah. It's irrelevant. These are rude people who have learned to take advantage of you, and now you're starting to get frustrated with it.
And to take advantage of your goodness and the fact that you are a Christian.
It's like, you need to use somebody.
If they were poor people, I would have, you know, tried to, but they're not. And to me, that was what it was mainly about, was money and the fact that she had made the reservations and she did not want to do anything to, you know, I mean, they talk about the money is their God. And so it's very difficult because I'm totally on a different page in my life with, and you know, the relatives. So that makes it even a little bit more difficult to deal with.
It does make it. It's hardest to deal with family members a lot of times. But that's where, you know, you have to risk what they're going to think of you, because no matter what you do, they're going to think something. And, and you really can't control that. And it's okay for you to say no. You can say, "I love you, but it's just not going to work." And they give you all the reasons. "I know, but it's just not going to work. I'm so sorry."
There's a technique called broken record that Jill is using right there. That
no matter what they throw at you, "I'm sorry, it's just not going to work." And you don't have to give your reasons why.
See, your yes loses its meaning if you're not able to say no. And so they've said, "Oh, Aunt Karen always says yes. We just go there. She won't mind." And it's like you have a reputation. But boundaries are healthy.
You know, after I did plead with her, you know, I said no, and then it just, you know, I mean, I just, the whole time I was saying it's not a good time. In the past, it's worked well. "I'm so sorry," yada, yada, yada. And I went on and on and on. And finally, I hung up the phone. Then my daughter calls me up and says that the daughter of the lady that called me wanted to know, my daughter wanted to know what happened to me, what's going on with me, knowing. So, see, I didn't have support from
family. You've got a reputation. We got to change that. So we're going to send you a boundaries book, and we want you to devour it and maybe even send her beyond boundaries so she has
right.
Both of
them. And you know, when you do something different that is out of the norm for you, people are going to balk at that, especially when it works for them, and they're going to try even harder to pull you back into the old pattern. And so you have to be able to withstand that for a period of time.
Definitely.
And I know that that's really difficult. And it sounds like they even get nasty. They really make you feel horrible.
She could benefit from Al-Anon as well, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Getting with people who teach you how to say no.
Yes. Well,
Karen, thank you for your call today. That kind of wraps it up for our phone calls. I just want to remind folks that tomorrow is the last day that you can get an early bird discount to go to the Women in the Battle Workshop, which is coming up February 20th to 22nd right here in Orange County, California. If it's cold back there in Minnesota and you want to come out where it's warm, what a better reason to come out. And so call us today, 800-NEW-LIFE. That's 639-5433. And just before that workshop, we're having the Every Man's Battle workshop in Northern California, in San Jose. That's February 6th to 8th. And then healing is...
Isn't it Lose It for Life coming up
Lose
this weekend?
Lose It for Life. Oh, my goodness. How could I forget about that?
Can people
Absolutely.
Still get in?
Lose It for Life. It's going to be back in Washington, D.C.
Oh, that's close to lots of our listeners.
Yeah, it is. So give us a call for that. It's a great workshop. Find out why you're running to food for comfort and deal with that issue, and start your life change today by making the call. We talked about fear with a lot of phone calls today, both hours. Mm-hmm. And one way to overcome fear is to face it. You're afraid to pick up the phone and make the call.
Right. We all want our lives to be different, yeah, but we get afraid of what it will take to make them different.
We do.
You know, we try to make it as painless as possible. Yep.
So on this Martin Luther King birthday day, what a better thing to do than to work on the content of your character
by
picking up the phone and doing that next right thing. So thanks for listening. We'll be back and hope you tune in again next time.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.